Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
All right, we're live at the Metro 29 Diner this morning talking Virginia politics here in Arlington because there's a big race coming up on Tuesday, and who better to talk about it with us than the man who wants to be the next governor of the Commonwealth, Ed Gillespie, joining us by phone now this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having me on your show.
Glad to have you, sir. So you're obviously busy campaigning this morning. I want to get your reaction to some news that broke yesterday, which is that ad that went after you last week, that racist ad that included an F-250, a guy in sunglasses driving it with a bumper sticker for your campaign on the back of it, mowing down minority children. We now know that ad, which was created by the Latino Victory Fund, was included as an in-kind contribution to the Ralph Northam campaign, which means his campaign directly connected to this thing. How are you reacting to that this morning?
Well, I was surprised by that, too, given the statements that they made that they, you know, didn't have anything to do with it. But when you've got an in-kind contribution, that, you know, under a campaign finance law, that suggests coordination. I'd be surprised if someone at the Northam campaign had not seen that ad. And then there was a report that it was the result of data, polling data that they had shared with the campaign. So there's a lot of questions here. And I think they're very serious questions, by the way. Not in terms of the legality, they reported it. So there is, you know, if there's coordination, which they seem to suggest there is, and that was $62,000 for media, as I understand it, which is television buy, which is the only television buy Latino Victory Fund made. But it's more to the point that the Northam campaign said, well, we didn't know about it, didn't have anything to do with it. And that report would contradict that. So they seem to be complying with the law, but their public statements are not accurate in that instance, it would seem. But, you know, hopefully the, you know, reporters and others will ask them, because this is pretty significant. I know I would be asked if something like this happened in my campaign.
If you received an in-kind contribution, would you want to know the content of the ad?
Well, I think you have to at that point. If it's an independent expenditure, if they had not coordinated, it would not be reported as an in-kind contribution. It would just be a separate
right.
independent expenditure. And so, you know, I think they would have to know the content of the ad at the Northam campaign right now is in advance of the ad running. And that ad is, you're exactly right, it was a new low, not just in Virginia politics, I think in American politics. And it revealed the fact that Northam, whether or not he okayed it himself or his campaign just did, but there's no doubt he defended it after it ran. And that revealed that he disagrees with millions of his fellow Virginians. He disdains us. And not just my supporters, but good, decent, hardworking Virginians who just want to have a debate about the issues in this election.
So what does this say, though, about their campaign's view of this election? We interpreted it as they're scared that they may not be as far ahead as they are pretending to be.
Oh, I think they're very scared, and I think that what has caught up with them is that Ralph Northam doesn't have a plan for Virginia to address the challenges that we face, and those challenges, we've got a lot of them, Mary, and I've put forward 20 specific detailed policy proposals. They're all on my website. They'll create jobs and raise take-home pay, improve our public schools, ease traffic congestion, and let us get home in time for dinner with our families, improve the safety of our communities, make us safer in our homes and neighborhoods and businesses. And all those plans are on my website, edforvirginia.com. But here's something you don't often hear, which is a candidate saying, go to my opponent's website, ralphnortham.com. Look at the lack of plans or any reason that he's running. I'm running to be the next governor, not because I want to be something, but because I want to do something. And I want to do a lot of things. And I think over time, that has sunk in with the electorate. And voters know I'm the person running with a plan to make life better for all Virginians. And he's running to be the next governor of Virginia because he's the current lieutenant governor of Virginia.
I want to, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you about something else that the campaign has been about, and it's the issue of sanctuary cities. In the last 24 hours, Ralph Northam now indicating that he would sign into law a ban on sanctuary cities in the state if a town ever pops up as one. What do you make of him moving much closer to your position on this?
Well, I think he realized he's been on the wrong side of Virginians on the issue. And I asked him, by the way, this very thing at the last debate in at UVA Wise in Wise County on October 9. And he refused to answer because he always said, well, we don't have any. And I said, well, I'm intent on making sure we never do. And I don't think leadership is just responding to problems after they occur. It's preventing problems from occurring. So I would sign a bill to prevent them from being established. But I asked him, you know, if they were to be established, would you then sign a bill after the fact and try to unwind it and undo the damage? And he wouldn't say there that he would, but then he came out and said that he would, and that's clearly a policy change, maybe even a flip-flop. And I think it shows that he realizes that, you know, Virginians do not believe sanctuary cities will make us safer. And now he's being attacked from his left, of course, because what it reveals is, and being called, you know, all the names that I've been called, because, you know, the it's the left that conflates, you know, sanctuary cities, which would allow for cities or counties to not cooperate with federal law enforcement authorities in the deportation of someone here illegally committing a crime. That's not anti-immigrant. It actually helps protect the immigrant community, because it is the immigrant community, and I hear from Latino Virginians all the time who are appreciative of my position relative to deporting MS-13 gang members who are here illegally who commit a crime. They want them out of that community. They're the ones most likely to be victimized. And I think Ralph probably over time has come to realize that he's been on the wrong side of this issue, and so he changed his position. But it's late, and I don't think people think it's necessarily sincere. I hope it is. But given his record, I'm not so sure. He cast a tie-breaking vote against sanctuary being banned.
All right. Ed Gillespie running for governor of Virginia, just joining us now. Thank you very much, sir. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks so much for having me on, and everybody vote on Tuesday, 4 days away, not that anybody's counting.
That's right, four days away. Thank you very much. More ahead here at the Metro 29 Diner, 724 now on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpet.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.